All right, well, good afternoon out there, YouTube land. I thought I'd just talk about this just for a few minutes here before I go on my walk and do some praying. But who knows how many people will be on here. Probably not too many. Because YouTube has a very uncanny knack of burying my stuff and shadow banning everything that I do, which has been going on for a while now. But anyway, it is what it is. So people ask me, why do you use it? Well, show me something that gets me half the exposure and I'll use it. I can't even get half the exposure on any of those other ones. You know why? Because none of these rich people that are supposed to be, you know, good people, none of these rich people have done anything to promote a new platform that fights any of this. So until they do, they're all just a bunch of liars and they're all playing their roles in the game that they're playing. So anyway, it's all just a big, fat, stupid game is what it is. But I wanted to talk about a few of these things here just for a few minutes. I plan on doing a broadcast tomorrow. It's going to be called Ahab and Jezebel 2.0. I think that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, but so you might want to tell Carl I'm live over there if anybody's listening over on the OPBC chat, because Carl's going to, he's already talking over there. And Teresa, you better tell Carl that I'm live and post that on the link over there, or a link over there on the chat, so he knows, because he doesn't get notified, and I forgot to post it up there. So anyway, but we'll talk about those things tomorrow. But today, well, we could talk about this Ahab and Jezebel right now. Obama, we could talk about the absolute and blatant hypocrisy of the lying, manipulative, fake, phony people called the Obamas. Absolutely the most fake people you'll ever meet. CIA operative, probably trained by Daddy Bush himself, who ran the CIA, probably from his youth up, probably trained to do what he did anyway. Kind of like the virus that was made in the lab. That's Obama. He's like a virus that was made in the lab. Anyway, but you have the military that just passed a vaccine mandate for the military, which they sign. When you sign up in the military, you basically sign up to follow leadership, and you're supposed to sign up to follow the Constitution, but then you became military property. So more than likely you're going to be stuck if you're in the military, following whatever, and they stick them with every vaccine known to man. Anyway, I got a brother-in-law in the Navy and they stick him with everything. I mean, that guy gets stuck with everything. And then he comes here, for a visit. And when he comes for a visit, he catches the flu that's going around anyway, all the time. Whatever it is, he catches it, and he gets sicker than a dog, and they stick him with everything known to man. So I just kind of chuckle at it, really, but whatever. It is what it is. But military-wise, you know, that's what's going to happen, right? They've mandated it now, and the government is trying to mandate The government now, the government being Joe Biden and his merry band of gay men, are trying to mandate a vaccine, right? And with that vaccine, they're trying to force all federal workers to take the vaccine. So if you work for the post office, if you work for this or you work for that, they want to pressure these people into taking a shot that they have never really tested that well. But, and this will probably get me kicked off of YouTube. If I get kicked off of YouTube for this stupid video that I'm doing right now, which is probably more than likely I'm going to, because some gay guy's gonna turn me in for something. The stalker queer weird dude's gonna turn me in for something, probably, that always stalks me, and he's gonna, whatever. So, whatever. It is what it is. But if they do, I'll be on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. I'll be live there tomorrow at 2 p.m. doing what I always do, even though people try to shut me up and Satan tries to shut me up. But anyway, so that's what they're going to try to do, mandatory vaccines for federal employees. And then see, what they're going to do is they're using big business. If you work for big business, they're trying to use big business to force their employees to get vaccinated. They don't care if the shot kills you. They don't care if you're allergic to it. They don't care about any of that. They don't care that it hasn't been tested properly like other vaccines are supposed to be tested. But now you're just some kook and weirdo if you don't want to be vaccinated. You know, if you don't want to take the vaccine, then you're some government insurrectionist. Right? But then you watch like Black Lives Matters and Antifa and these other people go off and tear up cities and do everything they're doing. And then they're worried about all the old fat white guys that were up at the Capitol that were... The old fat white guys. You know, those guys were... Yeah, they were bad dudes. Let me tell you. It's so fake. It's just so... I know I'm just ranting. It's Monday afternoon ranting, okay? But it's just so fake. It's so fake. The whole thing is. It's just such... It's such an orchestrated affair. It's like a symphony orchestra. Right. It's just like a big, huge, mandated game. Right? Just foolish nonsense. And no, I'm not going to get the vaccine. Why? Well, because I don't trust it. That's why. I don't have to trust it either. I don't have to have any other reason besides, number one, I don't want to. Right? That's the easiest thing. I don't want to. I don't want to. I really don't want you to stick a needle in my arm. Like, I don't trust you. So it's like, you know, that's a good enough reason. Now, other than that reason, there's plenty of other reasons why I would have to be suspicious of something that the FDA hasn't even approved yet. And then does approve. That scares me half to death too. Why? Well, because the FDA's approved a lot of stuff that's not good for you. Just remember that. So, like, I'm supposed to trust all these people that want to use their aborted fetal cells and everything else to stick in and inject. Right? And I'm supposed to just trust all that. Well, I don't. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I don't buy it. Not interested in it whatsoever. Now, whatever you do, that's your choice. But everybody's like, well, we can get back to freedom if we just, if you just take the vaccine. Yeah. I suppose if you take the mark of the beast, you can get back to freedom in Satan's world too, right? You know, if you just sell your soul to the devil, right? You can just do whatever you want there too, right? Where does that end? Where does that end? As far as my liberty isn't checked, by the way, by whether I get some shot or not by somebody. Liberty is not based upon whether or not, by the way, that's not liberty at all. If it's based on somebody else's tyranny or somebody else of something, it doesn't even work. Something that's not even proven. And by the way, what is the deal with all these people? They get on and they're talking about how they've taken this vaccine and then they end up getting COVID. Like Lindsey Graham got on there and said, well, I took the vaccine and I have COVID now. Okay. See, then you have the Obamas, who have the biggest party ever out on their little island out there, right? They have their super spreader event, right? Where they all get together and they all have a big, huge party out there and nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's like afraid of dying. And they're all just partying and living it up and having a good time. Right? Wait a minute. I thought it was like in the middle of a pandemic and we're supposed to all be afraid. Not Obama. He wasn't afraid. He's having a party, man. And then they took down their pictures because they were so hypocritical that they took their pictures offline, and people that were at the party took their pictures offline so they wouldn't be noticed as to what they were doing. All these famous people going over there. Right? All of them going out, partying, having a good time out at Obama's place. Uh-oh. You mean it's really not as bad as what they let on? It never is, usually. See, there's always got to be a boogeyman. The boogeyman back in the 80s was the war on drugs. Then it's the war on poverty. Then it was the war on terror. And now it's the war on the virus. Okay? Like Trump said, we're going to win, and we're going to win big. We're going to win so much, you're going to be tired of winning. Right? Got to be a boogeyman. So right now it's the virus, right? Right, Obama lives like a king out there on an island out there. Those are the dreams of his father, right? Yes, I do know who Lawrence Vance is. So there you have it, right? There you have the height of hypocrisy. When you know the liberals aren't really scared of anything, you know there's nothing going on. You know there ain't nothing going on at all. I mean, I'm not saying people don't get sick, because they do. But the point is that they're not running around in fear. They're not running around by themselves. They're not running around hiding out. What are they doing? having parties and yucking it up and living life and having a good time. Now, that's not what I suggest you do. I suggest you live your life for Jesus Christ. I suggest you walk in the Spirit. I suggest you go witness to a lost and dying world. I suggest you live godly in Christ Jesus. I suggest you spend time with your family and your friends and enjoy things lawfully according to the Scriptures, right? And rejoice with the wife of thy youth. That's what I suggest you do. Right? But I don't suggest you live in fear and hide out. And by the way, wear some stupid paper mask that doesn't do anything at all. Look, I challenge anyone, even that little short dictator Fauci, who even knows for sure that on every mask it says, these do not prevent the spread of viruses or anything else, right? It's such nonsense and stupidity. And even the little devils on YouTube know that's true. The little devils that like to cut your videos and strike your account and all kinds of other things. They know it's not true. They know those paper masks don't do anything. They know they don't filter anything out at all. They know it. The only masks that would ever prevent any type of sickness are those M95 masks, of which they don't even hand out to anybody, and you can't even buy them. But in the end, it isn't really going to matter. Because the whole thing is about control. Do as I say, not as I do. That's their rules. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the Obamas. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the Faucis. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the Bidens. Do as I say, not as I do. That's all of them. That's what they do. And that's how they view you and I, as little bottom feeders that hang on their every words. Like I'm waiting around for Fauci or for the FDA or any other idiot to tell me when I can go outside, when I can talk to my family, when I can go anywhere, and when I can do anything else. Like I'm waiting for them to tell me it's safe to do that. Like I'm some kind of snowflake that's waiting to come out to my safe place, of my safe place. That's how stupid and ridiculous it is. Just dumb. But that's who they are. And that's what they expect. They want worship. They want the worship of the beast. They want you to be dependent upon them. And I'm telling you to be dependent on God. I'm not saying don't be careful, don't be cautious with your health. You should be, but you know something? If people ate less sugar, and if people ate healthier and drank water and took care of themselves better, that's the message that should be out there as far as health goes, right? Not having a diet based on sugar and junk food all day. You won't see that. You saw fast food drive-thrus have their biggest business ever in their entire life during COVID. Obesity is a bigger problem than COVID-19 ever was. Guarantee you. Obesity has always been a bigger problem in America. You know what killed most people with COVID and all that? They had comorbidities. So when they got sick, or they got the flu, or they got something, their comorbidities are what killed them. Most of the time, it was obesity. They couldn't breathe because they were too fat. And I'm not being mean either, because I've weighed 300 pounds before, so I know the struggle. Believe me. I know what it's like. But that's the truth. When's the last time you heard the message about that? No, because that don't pay the bills. That don't make them all the money. The medical institution is designed to keep you sick. Not for you to be well, but for you to be sick. Right? That's what it's designed for. I'm not telling anybody what diet to go on or what to do. Right? All I'm saying, it's right, Aaron. Obesity and then drunkenness. Those two comorbidities and those two things, those two sicknesses during this whole COVID-19 and everything else, drunkenness was skyrocketing. They passed special legislation. The governor of Minnesota passed special decrees for people to be able to drink booze and pick them up out of their car to get booze. And all the bar, the liquor stores were slammed with business while the churches were shut down. That ought to tell you something about this whole scam when it comes to that. Right? I ain't telling nobody what to eat. I'm just telling you that's just the truth. The all taco diet, it does sound genius. I do like that idea. Oh, I know. Believe me, man, you're talking to the choir here, man, when you talk to me about being overweight and all that kind of stuff, man. I was 300 pounds, so I know what it's like. I know exactly what it is. So it's something I've fought my whole life, so I get it. Yeah, then you talk about the psychotropics and everything else, and then you have a recipe of absolute disaster and sickness and people going insane. So it's very sad, but it is the truth. Well, I got to get off here. I thought I'd just rant about that a little bit. I got to get going. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. I will be doing a broadcast from the Northern Command headquarters at OPBC. But anyway, God bless you all. And if you want to support the ministry, you can pray for us. Number one, we need your prayers. Number two, if you want to give to the ministry, you could send us a donation through PayPal. That's salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Either one of those. So, or you can mail us something. You can find all that on sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. And definitely pray for us. We would appreciate that. We have a lot of evangelism coming up. We're gonna be purchasing a lot of tracks. Pray for Danielle's back. It's hurting, she said. So be in prayer for her. We have to purchase about 16,000 tracks for upcoming events. So you pray for us as well about that. Pastor, do you believe in once saved, always saved? Yes, but I do not believe in once prayed, always saved. I believe there's a difference. But I can explain that in other broadcasts. I really don't have time to pray for that. I mean, I really don't have time to explain that right now. But the Bible says, when the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So yes, I do believe that once a person is saved, they are saved for all of eternity, sealed under the day of redemption. But I don't believe that just because somebody prays a prayer and there's no evidence and fruit in their life of salvation, and there's no changing power of the regeneration of the Holy Ghost inside of them, and there's no evidence of salvation, and there's no power of God, and all of those things that accompany salvation, then I believe those people have good reason to believe they were never converted. So, I do not believe in a gospel of lasciviousness, and I do not believe in a gospel that doesn't change someone. So, anyway. All right, well, I got to go pray. I got to get out of here. But I do not believe that a true child of God ever stops being a child of God, because that does not even make sense. You know? But, but we can talk about that. I should do a broadcast again on that sometime and explain all that. That'd be good, probably. I'd like to do a broadcast sometime on questions. You know, maybe take questions and things like that. That might be fun. So anyway, appreciate the prayers. Take care, everybody. God bless you all.